Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander, Ed producing and engineering our show today, and we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It is our midweek edition. It is the 8th day of April, 2015. Hope the week is going pretty well for you so far at the midpoint. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And of course, you don't need to be in front of a radio to hear the program because you can live stream it. And folks do really anywhere in the world at my website, buckmastershow.com, and of course, kvoi.com. And then if you miss a portion of the program, want to hear it, we have our podcasts available. We usually get that available for you within an hour of the conclusion of the program. And we have really all of our shows archived there for you at buckmastershow.com. We'll begin today with a conversation with State Representative Dr. Randall Fries, Democrat from the 9th Arizona Legislative District, and we will get his take on the just-concluded Arizona legislative session. About 12:20, our monthly visit with comet discoverer Dr. David Levy, and 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk nutrition with Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. The Buckmaster Show live line is 790-2040, and you can find us on Facebook, and we encourage you to do so at Bill Buckmaster. Dr. Fries, how are you?
Great, Bill.
You survived.
Of course.
Your first session as a freshman lawmaker, I remember we talked with you before the session. You gave us some of your impressions of perhaps what you were expecting. So now, after you've done one session, your thoughts?
Well, certainly I ran into a few of the problems that we talked about and that I was expecting. But I also feel like, I think I can understand why the legislature is where it is, why it's run the way it's run. And, the majority party leadership has been in the majority for so long that they're dominating as far as the rules and protocols and what they allow through the process. And as Democrats, we represent 40% of that body, but only a handful of our bills had made it to committee or had made it to the House floor for a vote. And that is really a shame because the legislative process is such that we represent 40% of the Arizona population. We should have a much larger degree of our ideas and our bills moving through the process so that public testimony can happen. When you have a bill heard in committee, the public can testify, sign in, show up, say why they feel this is a good idea or a bad idea. And for Democratic representatives, that's just not happening because of the way the body is being run by the majority leadership. And as I said, when you're in control, it's only human nature to want a little bit more control. So over the 30 years that the majority party has been in leadership position, they've just incrementally gotten more and more and more control such that now they dominate. And that's broken. That is a system that is broken, that is not how it's supposed to be run. We need more compromise, more negotiation, and more respect for one another.
Yeah, and I think whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or Libertarian, or Independent, I think we have a better, it's better if more voices are heard and you have a more nonpartisan approach. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, I think most people would agree with you. The Democratic process.
The Democratic process being, and you're saying 40% are Democrats at the legislature, but maybe couple of percent of those bills that were shepherded by Democrats actually wound up being
passed. That's correct. It's very few percent even were heard in committee. Even a far fewer percent made it through the process to be signed into legislation. And we're certainly grateful for those pieces of legislation that moved through. I'm just pointing out that when you have 40% of the body representing 40% of the citizenship are Democrats, and having our views suppressed because the process won't allow them to be heard, that is broken.
What worked, in your opinion, up there? What were you happy with?
Well, we certainly got down to work this session. It was, as we mentioned before the show, the shortest session in many, many decades, which is another problem in and of itself, I would add. Mm-hmm. I can give you one example where I was trying to demonstrate compromise, and I actually worked together with a Republican to change the date of which a parent can contribute to a public school tax credit program. Mm-hmm. It used to be that you had to contribute by 12/31 of that tax year. STOs, however, the student tuition organizations, you were able to contribute up to April 15th of the following tax year and use that contribution on the prior tax year. Now we have equalized that. I worked together with a Republican, Mr. Livingston, and he allowed on one of his bills an amendment by me to change that date. And through compromise and talking to one another and finding common values, we were able to achieve, in my mind, a very small but meaningful change for families.
Let's go to the live line. Dan is a caller to the show on 790-2040. He'd like to make a comment or question for Dr. Randall Free, State Representative from District 9. Go ahead, Dan.
Thank you, sir. I'm amazed that he is so surprised that we have a two-party system here, and I would like to suggest to him to look at Tucson has been totally Democrat for so many years that I can hardly remember. And is he aware that in the past 5 years in our U.S. Senate that we had 47 Republicans, and they were never allowed to even have a vote or a single amendment for the past 5 years? And I didn't hear any Democrats saying that they didn't approve of that.
Okay, let's let Dr. Freeze respond to that.
Sure, Dan. I think you give an example of another issue that's broken. I think everyone is aware of how malfunctioning Washington is, and I think this extreme partisanship is what leads to that problem. And both sides are guilty. Both sides are guilty of that problem. We, as elected representatives, are elected to go to the Capitol, be it Phoenix, be it Washington, and to sit at the table and to negotiate with each other and compromise. Because I'm sitting at the table to negotiate with someone who doesn't agree with me, it is not my job to convince them that they're wrong and I'm right. It is my job to find common ground. It is my job to find common values so that we can meet somewhere. It doesn't have to be in the middle. It could be close to the middle, close to one side or the other, but somewhere so that everyone, or at least most of the people at the table, can walk away feeling that they have achieved some goal, something that is important to them, that they've protected or moved forwards on some issue. So I agree with you, Dan. It is broken on both sides. Arizona is an example of where it's broken with a Republican majority, but there are examples of both sides.
Jim Kelly is on the live line right now. Let's have Jim weigh in here. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Dr. Freeze. Listen, I don't know, are you familiar with Campbell's bill regarding oversight and inspection of drug and alcohol rehabilitation facilities? It's really become quite an industry in Arizona, and I'm not sure that we have responded correctly or enough with regards to ensuring that these facilities are following best practices and that those facilities are safe for the people that are inside them.
Okay.
Yes, Jim, I remember Knowles, Representative Campbell's bill. I do remember some of the points that were brought up when we were discussing that bill. One of the points that I was concerned about was requiring a 24-hour 7-day-a-week supervision for these safe houses where these people are sleeping and staying while they're going to their rehab programs. That concerned me a lot. And another issue was this should be a local control issue because it affects certain cities and municipalities more than others. So I felt strongly that before the state weighed in, we should have let the local municipalities try to address this problem.
Okay, thank you, Jim, calling us at 790-2040 in our remaining couple of minutes here with Dr. Freeze. So now it becomes, in effect, to use a sports analogy, the off season, but you still obviously retain your office up there and you're going to continue to go up to Phoenix, right?
Absolutely, Bill. Probably working at the hospital a lot more in the next coming months, but then maintaining a presence as needed in Phoenix. We also have an office downtown Tucson that we use occasionally for meetings and such. And then as the end of the summer and fall approaches, I'll be increasing my presence up in Phoenix, preparing for the next session, meeting with stakeholders, putting together ideas for oncoming legislation, responding to constituents' concerns. I have a constituent concern that came to me an email today that I already have the staff looking into, and we can see if we can sort this out in the interim. interim period.
Okay, let's see whether or not we can work in perhaps one more call. I think we can. Robert would like to talk with Dr. Freeze before we say goodbye to Dr. Freeze. Go ahead, yeah. Robert.
Yeah, Dr. Freeze, I hear what you're saying about partisanship. I guess I think we've gone too far to go back in the other direction. And I feel, you know, conservatives are losing ground. And when we have the majority, whether it's state or in Washington, D.C., we need to make the most of it, because I believe the Democrats always did. And that's basically what I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Well, thank you, Robert. I think that's an important comment. But I do believe that we will trend towards a Democratic majority in the ensuing several years. But I do believe that when we do get a Democratic majority, we should take higher ground, and we should show this state and the citizens of the state that we can run this more properly. And, you know, we will probably be giving up a little bit of power, if you will, or control. But I think someone needs to take higher ground, turn the other cheek, and say, let's do this appropriately. Let's talk about how we can run the House in such a way that it's representing the people that are there. And having 40% of the people in the House be Democrats and only having a handful of their bills making it through the committee process is just really wrong. And that's something that we should be trying to address by being more appropriate with our committee chairmanships, vice chairmanships, and the number of bills that are moving through the system.
I hope it is not too late for nonpartisanship.
I don't think it's too late.
All right, Dr. Randall Freeze, thank you very much, State Representative District 9, and good luck to you in your not only your medical job, but the state legislative job as well.
Thank you.
Thanks
Bill.
A lot, Dr.
Thanks
Freeze. A lot. Coming up now on 12:16 on the Buckmaster Show, we will speak with Dr. David Levy, world-famous comet discoverer. That's coming up on Buckmaster.
It's spring cleaning time once again. This year, you can offer a fresh start to someone in your community and a fresh start for your stuff. Goodwill is accepting donations of clothes, electronics, and household items. The revenues from your gently used items will fund job training and community-based services to people here in Southern Arizona. So while you get yourself and your home off to a fresh start this spring, you'll be helping someone else nearby do the same. More information is available at goodwillsouthernaz.org.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Don't let the bees put a sting into your day. Call the professionals at Five Star Pest Control. We have options for you. We can either send them to bee heaven, or we can remove the bees with our special equipment. Bee stings are the number one killer of humans. Call us and don't get stung. 886-0045, five-star-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Are you planning a party or special event? Contact Arizona Party Rental, the number one party rental company in Southern Arizona. Here's what our customers are saying about us.
Hi, this is Bert Williams with Williams & Associates. We are Arizona's largest promotional products company. Anything you put a logo on, that's us. But this isn't about me. This is about Arizona Party Rental and the team they have that makes things happen. They have everything you would ever need for a party or any event. Tents, chairs, tables, and the expertise to advise you with what you need need in a timely manner. When I think of Arizona Party Rental, I think of integrity and I think of community involvement. We've used Arizona Party Rental many times. They are on time, efficient, and are a great value. I love working with Ken and his team at Arizona Party Rental. Ken can stack BBs at a 45 degree angle with gloves on.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bert. Quality products, exceptional selection, and outstanding service. That's Arizona Party Rental. Visit us online at ArizonaPartyRental.net.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at RTAMobility.com.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Twelve 21 on the Buckmaster Show, and joining us from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science. David is the former science editor of Parade Magazine. He now is head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. David is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He has discovered one comet shy of two dozen, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. David Levy, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Jarnac Observatory. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line.
David, do you know, and I know you do, but I'll throw it out there anyway, do you know what happens 9 years from today, April 8th, 2024?
I have no idea. I'm hoping I will still be alive.
Well,
and I'm wondering if you're asking about an eclipse of the sort.
I am indeed, a total eclipse.
There will be, on April the 8th, 2024, a total eclipse of the sun that will take place over Plattsburgh, New York, in the United States. It will start, the path will go through southern Texas, and it will head up towards the St. Lawrence Valley, where Toronto will be either in or near totality. Kingston will be in the path of totality. Montreal will be in the path of totality. And, most important, the site of our wonderful Adirondack Astronomy Retreat will be right at the center line of the path of totality for that eclipse.
How about Tucson?
Tucson won't even get a partial.
Are you kidding?
If we want to see a total eclipse of the sun from Tucson, Arizona, I think we have to wait approximately 500 years.
Are you kidding? 500 years before
something
we're going
like
to see
that,
a total eclipse in Tucson?
Fact, next time, ask me, and I'll tell you exactly when the next eclipse is in Tucson. But it's a long way.
I wonder if you know when was the last total eclipse visible in Tucson, Arizona?
I did once when I was doing my thesis work for the Hebrew University. I figured it out. And the last one has been a long, long time ago as well. But I'll find that for you for next month.
Okay. Any meteor showers we can be hoping and to see in the coming days?
Well, that you don't have to wait 500 years for. There will be a fairly good meteor shower, the Lyrids, coming from a comet that appeared in 1861, not the biggest, not the great comet of that year, but a different one. And they will be on the 21st of April. And I will try to get a photograph of at least one bright Lyrid meteor. That shower means a lot to me personally, Bill, because in the Lyrids of 1976, while I was observing with some friends from Montreal, I was wondering how, for a good deal of my life, why and how poets occasionally see the sky and write about the sky. And it was at that meteor shower that I decided to do my master's thesis on the astronomy in the poetry of Gerard Manley Hopkins.
Are we leading into the quote of the month?
We are leading into the quote of the month, Bill, and that is today in memory of Walter Haas, a dear friend of mine who was for many years founder and chief executive officer of the Association of Lunar and Planetary Observers, and he passed away the day before yesterday, I think at the age of 92. And so in his memory and honor, I'm going to quote a little bit of the old astronomer to his pupil. Reach me down, my Tycho Brahe. I would know him when we meet. When I share my later science, sitting humbly at his feet, though my soul may set in darkness, it will rise in perfect light. I have loved the stars too fondly to be fearful of the night.
Very nice.
Sarah Williams.
Very nice. And while we're talking about night or night-like conditions, we had a call while you were reading the quote. Someone missed when the solar eclipse is, and again, it is April the 8th, 2024. But did I hear you say you'd have to, Tucson would not be in the path, but I think you said...
No, Tucson wouldn't even get a parcel.
Yeah, but you said something about South Texas, so people, would that be the closest?
Yeah, Tucson will probably, might get a partial eclipse, but Texas is in the path. There are areas in South Texas that will be in the path of totality.
Well, our caller obviously wants to plan ahead, and why not?
Yeah.
It's only 9 years out, so mark your calendars, 9 years today.
I will be in my 70s and hopefully still alive and able to see it.
You'll be in your mid-70s, you're saying?
Well, 9 years, I'm 66 now.
Okay.
So I will be about 74, I guess.
All right. Sharing the Sky, you've got an event. I believe you're teaming now with the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association.
Yeah, we're doing it a little bit differently this year, Bill. We will be at the Brandy Fenton Park up on River Road on the last Saturday in May, and we will be with telescopes, and it'll begin. The event begins at noon, but my wife Wendy and I will show up around 3, and we'll be there until 10 o'clock.
And some might be saying, well, why while the light, you're going to check out the sun, right?
Oh, yes. We'll have telescopes to show the sun as well.
And then you've got the retreat coming up in July.
Yes, it's early this year. It's in the middle of July at the State University College at Plattsburgh and St. Yasuni Plattsburgh. And the site is near the town of Westport, New York. It's the most, aside from our home here, it's the most beautiful place I've ever seen.
And
the skies are gorgeous.
Did you check out the kind of the moon had kind of a dusty look to it? I think it was last Saturday morning, right?
Mm-hmm. Last Saturday morning, the moon was in the third of the fourth, for a third of four in its series of lunar eclipses. The fourth one will be at the end of September, and that will also coincide with a Jewish holiday. That one will be the Festival of Tabernacles, or Sukkot. And this one coincided with the first night of Passover. And I've seen a lot of eclipses on the first night of Passover, because that's always on full moon, and there was an eclipse in 1968, there was one in 1977, there was one around 1996, and there was this year. And there may be one next year, a very small penumbral eclipse of the moon that will barely be noticeable.
What should we look for now in the spring sky, David, real quickly?
Well, the spring sky features the constellation of Leo the Lion.
Hmm.
The Big Dipper is up very high, and you join the stars of the Handle to arc to Arcturus, speed to Spica, and then take a right turn to the constellation of Corvus, the Crow. And there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful stuff in the spring sky. It's well worth everybody's attempts to go out and enjoy the spring sky these nice nights.
Well, I'm hoping to see the Southern Cross when we're over on the big island of Hawaii in May.
Yeah, you should be able to see it from there. It'll be low, but you should be able to see it.
About 10 degrees, I'm told, on the horizon.
Yes,
southern horizon.
That's pretty good. You'll see the whole thing.
All right, David Levy, thank you very much. We will talk to you in May. Thank you, David.
Okay, thanks so much, Bill.
Okay, David Levy with us on The Buckmaster Show. And coming up next, Jack Chalom, the nutrition reporter. Get your questions ready for Jack, 790-2040, all your health and wellness questions. Jack is in the house, ready to answer whatever. Coming up next.
I can't believe we just saved $75,000 on our new dream home site. We discovered Rancho Soldados, the new custom home gated community with spectacular home sites located on Old Soldiers Trail. They're offering only 12 $75,000 discount lots, and we got one. Only six more are left. You have to see the custom homes already completed in Rancho Soldados to envision what's possible for your dream home.
On Tanque Verde, East Old Soldiers Trail, 207-4188. Represented by Long Realty.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Hi, wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine. Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us. How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
Oh, as good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where it is 12:35, our home station, AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's Voice, where we are also live streaming at the station's website, kvoi.com, and my website, buckmastershow.com. 790-2040, 790-2040 is our live line number, and over the next 25 minutes or so, if you have any kind of health or wellness questions, any concerns about supplements, this would be the time to call, because joining us is Jack Challum, and Jack is the nutrition reporter, and our lead story today will be hopefully the answer to this question: is there a natural solution for treating osteoarthritis of the knee? Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill.
Jack Challum is not only the nutrition reporter, but he is the monthly nutrition contributor to the Buckmaster Show, and he is the editor-publisher of the Nutrition Reporter newsletter, and that is kind of the lead story in the Nutrition Reporter. Is there some kind of a natural solution?
Yes, there is.
That's the good news.
Yeah, and just to preface this, when we look at studies on natural substances, we almost feel like we're getting whiplash, because 1 week a study says such and such supplement works. The next week another study says no, it doesn't. Well, here's what's happened. One study late last year, three already this year are supporting the use of glucosamine and chondroitin for the natural treatment of osteoarthritis of the knees. Some of this is really big stuff. The first study was done by what's called the Cochrane Collaboration. This is a group that's really among the heavyweights in terms of analyzing previously published studies. So what the researchers did was look at 43 human studies. They included more than 9,000 people. And the subjects took either chondroitin sulfate or placebos. The time frame varied a little bit, from 1 month to up to 3 years. The results, the bottom line, large number of people had improvements in knee pain within just a few months.
And that is contrary, right, to some studies we've seen that say that stuff doesn't work.
Yeah, and this is that whole kind of like medical nutritional whiplash idea. And so when the Cochrane Collaboration weighs in, this is big stuff, because they've got their own statistical methods for analyzing these studies. Now, that's the first study. I'll add one other thing. They found out that the people who took chondroitin as opposed to placebo had a slower breakdown of their knee cartilage. So it's showing not just pain relief, but preservation of these cartilage pads that keep the bone in the knees from grinding bone on bone. Mm-hmm. And that's what generates a lot of the pain. The second study looked at chondroitin plus glucosamine versus the drug Celebrex.
Uh-huh.
And we
widely prescribed.
Yeah, widely prescribed. Some serious side effects. Mm-hmm. It does increase your risk of a heart attack, which is not a minor side effect.
No.
By the end of the study, both substances were equal.
Wow.
So here's a combination of two natural substances, glucosamine and chondroitin, that work every bit as well as Celebrex but without the side effects.
Question for you, how much of the glucosamine in that combination would you need? And the combination is widely, that's usually the way it's sold, right?
Yeah, that's right. If you walk into a health food store, they're typically in combination, usually about 1,200 milligrams of chondroitin per day, 1,500 milligrams of glucosamine per day.
And that is in kind of the formula, right?
Exactly. And that's pretty standard. You'll see some variation on the shelves between different products, but that's pretty much the standard recommended dose. Now, the third study was a small study, 18 people, 9 men, 9 women. And they took, again, glucosamine and chondroitin for just 1 month. And what happened? Their C-reactive protein levels dropped by 1/4.
Well, that's the big inflammation marker.
Exactly. And so that is showing that these natural substances have an anti-inflammatory effect. Now, the fourth study was kind of an interesting twist on this because the scientists looked at a combination of curcumin, which we know has anti-inflammatory effects, and was curcumin plus glucosamine versus just glucosamine and chondroitin. Mm. And the people taking the combination with curcumin had much better results in terms of pain reduction, stiffness reduction, and better physical mobility.
Hmm.
So here are four studies that really strongly support the use of natural substances.
And that is, curcumin is also referred to as turmeric.
Turmeric root.
Turmeric root, yeah. So that is... That's pretty overwhelming.
And I'd say you look at these four studies, and I don't care if there's a negative study next week. We're looking at some heavyweight research here.
790-2040, 790-2040, very interesting stuff Jack Chalom is sharing with us. If you would like to call in now with a question about osteoarthritis or really any other topic, about the osteoarthritis, this was pertaining to specifically to the knee, but of course people have osteoarthritis all over different parts of the body. I've been suffering the last 4 months from a nasty case of tennis elbow. I do not play tennis, and 90% of the people who have tennis elbow do not. So, but it is like a kind of an arthritis of the elbow, and I'm wondering if these supplements could be possibly effective for that.
Well, for something like tennis elbow, I would probably just suggest the curcumin, which has very well documented anti-inflammatory benefits. And again, it's available at all of the natural food and health food stores in town.
Let's see if we can work these callers in. We are on topic here. Let's take Steve first? Okay, we'll take Steve first on the live line at 790-2040. Steve, you're with Jack Chalom.
Yes, I was wondering, there's been some things in the news about the quality of these natural cures that you find that there's no control over what's good and some bad, and some may not have any ingredients in them that they say is on the label. So is there a brand that the doctor can recommend?
Well, I've got a number of favorite brands. One of them is Solgar, which is available at all of the area natural food stores and health food stores. Solgar is spelled S-O-L-G-A-R. Even the Costco brands have come up very well in terms of the ratings. And one of the sites I go to is consumerlab.com.
Hmm.
There is a charge. I think it's like an annual subscription. But they basically go out and test different categories of supplements. And they're not shy about saying such and such company failed when they did an independent assay on the ingredients.
Well, I'm glad Steve brings that up because bottom line, all of these supplements are not created equal.
Exactly. Yeah. And one of the problems we've run into over the last 20 years is these natural substances have become so popular that sourcing them has become more difficult. And I hate to say this, but I am very suspicious of products that are sourced from China.
Mm-hmm.
Because people in the business have told me over and over again, they order tons of this stuff based on the quality of a sample. And mm-hmm. then when it gets to the loading dock, it's totally different. And the guy who sold it is nowhere to be found.
That is not good news. Let's do Roberta's on the live line before we take the break. Roberta, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Do you know if there is caprylic acid left in coconut milk, coconut oil, or coconut water?
There should be at least a little bit in coconut milk. Coconut water is really kind of a different substance. I like it because it's very high in potassium. It's a good thirst quencher after exercise. I'm curious why you're asking about caprylic acid, though.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Oh, because I try to find natural ways to get things into me, even though I take lots of good supplements. But it's recommended for candidiasis.
Okay. I was just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, as a child and young adult, I had tons and tons of antibiotics for rheumatic fever and bronchitis and pneumonia.
Okay.
And now I have natural antibiotics I treat myself with. But I had a severe case of candidiasis, and they say that helps to cause the chemical sensitivity, and I've got it to the extreme. So I'm thinking I was diagnosed with polysystemic candidiasis through my whole body.
Oh, boy.
And when I was first diagnosed, there was they came out with a special antibiotic, nystatin, for it, and I started taking that. And then they found out that AIDS patients all had candidiasis, and they bought it up for research, and I couldn't get any more. And then when I could get back on it, I got horrific migraines from it, which I have migraines all the time anyway, but that made it unbearable.
So. All right. Thank you, Roberta. Here's Jack.
Yeah, nystatin is an antifungal. There are some other antifungals out there on prescription. Ketoconazole is one of them. In terms of this heavy load of antibiotics you got when you were younger, people I run into who've had that kind of antibiotic exposure really need long-term probiotic support. And probiotics are good bacteria. You find them in a lot of fermented foods, but they also are available in supplements. This is another one of those big areas in nutritional research. And a couple years ago, I started taking probiotics every morning after breakfast. But some people really need a lot for years and years.
All right, we're going to take our break right here. We'll be back with Jack Shalom, 790-2040. And we'll talk to you about nutrition right after this. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Life on Earth exists in a delicate balance. Earth is a closed system. That's why it's so important to find ways to replenish resources as we use them. At the University of Arizona Biosphere 2, we study ways to sustainably replenish and reuse every day. See sustainability in action this April for Earth Month activities at Biosphere 2. Find us online at biosphere2.org. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Thursday on The Buckmaster Show, the monthly showdown with commentators David Morales and Sean McCluskey, also David Higuera of the Children's Action Alliance. Buckmaster airs noon to 1 each weekday on AM 1030 KVOI The Voice. Also, we have our Anywhere in the World live streaming podcast and show archive on my website. It's buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our midweek edition where it is 12:52, and this portion presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, a really beautiful part of the Southwest, that area of New Mexico, that Southwest corner. So much to do, my goodness, if you're into bicycling, and so many people in Tucson are, the Tour of the Gila. That's New Mexico's international five-day stage race in a gorgeous mountain setting. That's April 29th through May 3rd, and it's only 3 hours over to Silver City. And then, of course, we've been talking about the Silver City Blues and Bike Festival. They've got Taj Mahal headlining the 20th year, and that's a big deal. And it's people come from all over the country for that event. That's over Memorial Day. Jack Chalom is with us, the nutrition reporter. He's a big fan, as am I, of New Mexico. He loves to, part of your other thing is photography. You're a well-published photographer. In fact, Nikon used one of your images of New Mexico, White Sands, I believe. And let me see if I get the month right. Was it September?
September of last year.
There you go. Yeah, all right.
You got it.
Yeah, so you love that area, too.
Yeah, well, I lived in Albuquerque and Santa Fe years and years ago. And so it's great. And I'm going to actually be up in the Silver City area.
Oh, good.
In a couple of weeks.
Well, say hello to all of our friends over there.
I will do that.
Jack Chalom is based in Tucson. He is a personal nutrition coach. He's one of America's most trusted health writers, member of the American Society for Nutrition, and a best-selling author. He has more than 20 books, including The Inflammation Syndrome, and his latest book is called No More Fatigue. And in the first portion of our session with Jack, the last segment, we were talking about osteoarthritis, which is kind of the lead story in the Nutrition Reporter, which Jack publishes. There's some other goodies in this month's edition, the April edition.
Yeah, I'd like to focus on one because so many of us read statements like this. And this was from the Daily Newspaper in St. Louis, Missouri. They've got a physician columnist, and he wrote, quote unquote, "The average American balanced diet adequately meets one's daily requirements for vitamins and trace minerals," end quote.
Oh, I don't think so.
No, exactly.
Sorry.
There is absolutely no proof to support what he's saying, and all the evidence shows the opposite, that nutritional deficiencies are common. And just citing one study, the Journal of the American Dietetic Association published a study that found that seniors were only able to obtain the RDAs for vitamins and minerals if they took a multivitamin, multimineral supplement. And with that supplement, it was just barely they were just barely able to obtain the basic recommendations, which tend to be low to begin with.
It's kind of old school thinking there by the doctor in St. Louis.
Yeah, he's kind of an old doctor.
Well, I mean, it's just that you can, something like that we were taught growing up in the late 50s and 60s, that if you eat a balanced diet, you're going to get everything you need.
Yeah, and that raises the question, what is a balanced diet?
Right.
Is it McDonald's for breakfast, Burger King for lunch, and Taco Bell for dinner? I don't think so.
Other items in the Nutrition Reporter, Jack, before we go, that you would like to bring to our attention? We've talked about omega-3s quite a bit on the program, and some new studies about the omega fish, and omega-3s may reduce the risk of developing liver cancer.
Yeah, this was another analysis of previously published studies, 10 studies actually, with about 3,600 patients. And what they found was that people with a high intake of fish, i.e. fish oils, had an 18% lower risk of developing liver cancer. This is more significant than you might think at first, because liver cancer is kind of like one of the worst ones you could get.
Yeah. And quickly, while we're talking about omega-3, something that caught my eye that, you know, when you have heart damage, and many people do, certainly after a heart attack, that omega-3s actually can do some repair work.
Yeah, and this was another study done at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, which is one of the Harvard-affiliated hospitals there. And what they found was that people, patients who had experienced a heart attack, they had much less heart damage when they were taking the omega-3s. And how much less? Well, 39% less.
Whoa.
So, you know, here's another natural substance that helps you recover from a very catastrophic medical event.
Jack Chalom, where can we find out more about your books and your website and the Nutrition Reporter?
Lots of free stuff up at nutritionreporter.com. Samples of books, sample copies of my newsletter, nutritionreporter.com.
Okay, Jack, thank you very much, and we will see you soon.
Thank you, Bill.
And we want to do a big shout out to those folks who are looking for a automobile mechanic, whether for your domestic or foreign car. We recommend Mike Emery and his fine team of A1 Mechanics at Perfection Auto Works. Mike has a great shop over on North Beverly. It's about Midtown location, one block south of Speedway, 323-8650. And I like this offer. This is very attractive. Free 26-point inspection of your automobile at Perfection Auto Works and perfectionautoworks.com. For Tucson at 4 this afternoon with Mike Shaw, Ray Allen producing that show, and then Ed Alexander will be on the other side of the glass for 3 hours for local talk from 6 to 9. Chris and Joe's, and congratulations, by the way, 6th anniversary of the Wake Up Tucson show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.